signify their presence.
The roll shows 11 members present. Senators Cowdery, Ellis, Elton, Ogun, Taylor, and Wilkin are excused from the call.
Will the members please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Pastor Robert Sherwood, from the Church of the Nazarene.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let us pray. The love of God for us and for our neighbor is not intoxication, but act, as found in 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak with the eloquence of men and angels, but have no love, I become no more than blaring brass or crashing cymbal. If I have the gift of foretelling the future and hold in my mind not only human knowledge, but the very secrets of God, and if I have also absolute faith which can move mountains, but have no love, I amount to nothing at all. If I dispose of all that I have, even if I give my own body to be burned, but have no love, I achieve precisely nothing. This love which I speak of is slow to lose patience. It looks for a way of being constructive. It is not possessive. It is neither anxious to impress, nor does it cherish inflated ideas of its own importance. Love has good manners and does not pursue selfish advantage. It is not touchy. It does not keep account of evil or gloat over the wickedness of other people. On the contrary, it shares the joy of those who live by the truth. Love knows no limit to its endurance, no end to its trust, no fading of its hope. It can outlast anything. Love never fails. The love of God for you is not impulse, but will, as found in the 43rd sonnet of Sonnets of the Portuguese. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and the breadth and the height my soul can reach, when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need, by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs and my childhood's faith. I love thee with the love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. Love these people in the midst of their busyness, and put them in them, Father, a heart of love through the sacrifice of your Son. Be with our sons and our neighbors who are deploying at this time, and be with our prodigal children in far places. Amen.
Senator Olson, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 23rd and 24th legislative days.
Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 23rd legislative day be approved as certified by the Secretary with the following correction. Page 172, under Senator Wagner's excusal motion, change February 14th to read February 12th.
Without objection.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 24th legislative day be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be certified. And just for the information of the members, the other day when Senator Wagner stood up and was confused about the date, caused a little bit of a problem in the journal. So when you pop up, take a look at your calendar before you hop up. Thank you. Introduction of guests. Guests for introduction? Senator Dyson.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to introduce two dear friends who are down there. I believe they are from the Minority Leaders District. I'm glad to introduce them, and I ask the body to welcome Bob and Ann Townsend.
Other guests for introduction? Senator Stevens.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection. This prayer will be spread across the journal. Senator Seekins.
If we could just move back, I was a little slow standing up for introductions of guests.
Still under introduction of guests.
I'd like to introduce Miranda Wright. Miranda's in the Ziegler's Gallery. She's from Fairbanks, and she's faculty at the University of Alaska Fairbanks College of Rural Alaska in the Rural Development Program. And I'm pleased to have her with us here today. Please welcome her.
Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm honored, Mr. President, to add to the list of guests that are here today in the Ziegler Gallery. But before I introduce the two, I wanted the senator to my left to introduce first, because I wanted to add, we were arguing about who could introduce his guest, Miranda Wright, and he won out because he was taller than me. But I wanted to add that Miranda is a professor at the University of Alaska and was the former president of the Doyon Foundation, and has been so instrumental in education all through her life, and is such a role model for many of our young people and for even us old people. So I want to add that. But I have also two very important guests in the Ziegler Gallery that are down here with the Rural Development Project or Program that Miranda heads up. And first I want to introduce Diana Rydell, who is from Cordova, and she and her family, she is in the Lands and Renewable Resources Program with the University of Alaska, so we're looking forward to some great things from Monica. But she comes from a family that is the best skin sewers in Alaska, and is a lifelong Alaskan. And beside her, if you could stay standing, Diana, is Bill Aldridge, who is from Tok, who I'm pleased to say is also with the Rural Development Program and is a student in lands and renewable resources as well. So I think Alaska is going to be in great hands. Please help me welcome them.
Additional guests for introduction? Yes, Senator French.
Mr. President, behind me in the Ziegler Gallery is a constituent of mine from Spinard, Mr. Bill Floyd. He's here today because he has an interest in one of the in memoriam citations we're passing. I'd like to ask you to help me welcome him here to the Alaska State Senate.
Senator Olson.
Mr. President, can I have an at ease, please?
At ease. Senate, come back to order, please. Further introduction of guests. Senator Bundy.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to adopt some temporary constituents for senators who aren't here. If I might introduce to the body in the Grow Gallery, Patricia Phillips from Pelican, Alaska, who knows my college roommate from many years ago and is in the I can't use his name. I don't know his, the senator that sits over there is district. But would the body please help me welcome her to Chino. And continue my adoption, Michelle Ravenmoon, who is in the former senator who now Fish Czar's district from Pope Van Oy on Lake Iliamna. Would you welcome her, please? And Stephen Angusan, who's from Naknek, would be from the senator who sits in front of me's district, and please help welcome him. And one more, as long as we're claiming and fighting over constituents and talking about the best of things, I want to mention that when the Iditarod teams go past Miranda and Garris Wright's home, if they would stop and pick up some Aurora Huskies, they may have a chance at winning that race.
There are other guests for introduction. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, it's my pleasure to introduce a constituent from my district here participating in the University of Alaska Fairbanks Rural Development Program as well, Avera Limogian from Anchorage.
Any other introductions? Senator Olson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I certainly have would like to take this opportunity to go ahead and introduce a constituent of mine from down in Chivac, Gregory Slatz. Please stand. And since the distinguished senator from Bethel is not here this morning, I'd like to go ahead and introduce four of his constituents. We have Sophie Jenkins from Neposkiak. Evelyn Pensgard from Bethel. Jerry Sumter from Bethel. Elizabeth Sunnyboy from Bethel. I think that's
everybody.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any other guests for introduction? Seeing none, that brings us down to messages from the governor.
I have no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 12th stating, the House of Representatives respectfully invites the Senate to a joint session of the legislature at 11 a.m. Monday, March 31st, 2003, to hear U.S. Senator Ted Stevens present his annual message to the legislature.
Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House's invitation to the joint session on March 31st.
Without objection, we will be meeting with the House in joint session on that day.
Message dated February 12th stating the House has passed the following and they are transmitted for consideration. House Bill number 58 by Representatives Foster, Hawker, Anderson, Morgan, Seaton, Stevens, McGuire, Moses, Rochberg, Weirach, an act relating to the reinstatement of Native corporations and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to CNRA and Labor and Commerce.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 68, Judiciary, by the House Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the jurisdiction of the Office of Victims' Rights.
CNRA and Judiciary.
House Bill number 69 by Representatives Coring, Masick, Chenault, Harris, Gatto, Stultz, Hines, Morgan, Rochberg, Anderson, Wilson, Hawker, Foster, Croft, Dahlstrom, an act relating to regulation of shallow natural gas leasing and closely related energy and projects and providing for an effective date.
Resources Committee.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
Disclosure letters received in accordance with AS 2460 will be published in Senate Journal Supplement Number 1 and Senate and House Joint Journal Supplement Number 2. Those are all the communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Health, Education, and Social Services Committee report dated February 12th stating, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Health, Education, and Social Services Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Joel Gilbertson, Commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services. There were no stated objections to the confirmation of the named individual by committee members. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against the individual during any further sessions. Signing the report, Senator Dyson, Chair, Senators Green, Wilkin, Davis, Guess. Resources Committee report dated February 12th, stating in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Commissioner, Department of Natural Resources, Thomas E. Irwin. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the individual during any further sessions. Signing the report, Senator Ogun, Chair, Senators Wagner, Dyson, Seekins, Stevens, Lincoln, Elton. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 20, Extend Board of Marine Pilots. Fiscal note attached. Signing due pass. Senator Bundy, Chair, Senators Davis, French, Seekins. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 51, Bonds of Bond Bank Authority. Previous zero fiscal note and zero fiscal note attached. Signing due pass, Senator Wagner, Chair, Senators Elton, Lincoln. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 67 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Joint Legislative Salmon Industry Task Force. An act relating to payment of the fisheries business tax and to security for collection of the fisheries business tax.
Resources and finance.
Senate Bill number 68 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Joint Legislative Salmon Industry Task Force. An act relating to a salmon product development tax credit under the Alaska Fisheries Business Tax and the Alaska Fisheries Resource Landing Tax and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
Senate Bill number 69 by Senator Wagner, an act relating to participation in matters before the Board of Fisheries by members of the Board and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Resources.
Senate Bill Number 70 by Senator Wagner, an act relating to the emergency order authority of the Commissioner of Fish and Game and to meetings of the Board of Fisheries.
Judiciary and Resources.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning.
Actually, I'm sorry, on Senate Bill 70, could we reorder that so it goes to Resources first and then Judiciary?
And those are all the reports this morning.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations. Honoring Bartlett High School Golden Bears football team. Honoring Sharon Richards. Honoring Women in History Month. Honoring Mano Fry, Executive President of the Alaska AFL-CIO. Honoring Great Land Trust, Fish Creek Land Acquisition. In Memoriam, Bill H. Chenault. In Memoriam, Ellis E. Gross. In Memoriam, Emmett L. Solden.
Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation calendar as read.
Without objection, the citations will be approved. Brings us down to the complete daily calendar, brings us down to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I would like to make my appointments to the Energy Council. Senators Dyson and Ogun will serve on the Executive Committee. Senator Wagner will serve as a member at large and also as a member of the CLEAR Committee. And Senator Betty Davis will serve as a member at large, and I will also serve as a member at large. Is there any other unfinished business? Brings us down to announcements. Any announcements? No announcements. Any special orders then? No special orders. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment till 11 a.m. Tuesday, February the 18th.
11. Can we take just brief at ease? Adjourn until 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Objection? We're adjourned.